Welcome to Truth Is Now Treason. Coffee Expressions is the official coffee shop of Truth Is Now Treason. We love Coffee Expressions, and we want you to be able to have the coffee and other food and drinks that you can love, too. This is what you're going to find at Coffee Expressions. They're at 1111 Plum in Springfield, Ohio. Support the little guy. Support those who support Truth Is Now Treason. Go to Coffee Expressions.
And I am Lennox.
I'm Dietrich.
This is a treason bite called The First Freedom. Now, the first freedom is freedom of speech. And if there is no freedom of speech, then there is no freedom. This is why tyrants do not allow freedom of speech. Tyrants do not want you to think for yourself. They want you to accept the lie, no matter how absurd it is. It is much easier to get you to believe the lie if there is no one out there to speak freely against the lies.
You know, a perfect example of this is the book 1984. It's an incredible book that still influences fiction, and it was published 74 years ago. It's a book about a government that is trying to control everything that happens and how they punish those who fight the lies the government is putting out. Listen to this line from the book 1984. The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. So basically what they're saying is you cannot believe what you see and you cannot believe what you hear. The party, which is the government in this book, because there's only one party, is the final arbiter of truth.
If they tell you that what you have seen is false, then it's false. No matter what you have seen, no matter what you've heard, it is false if the party tells you it is.
This is how the totalitarian government of 1984 acts. Rejecting what you have seen and heard is their most essential command. You must only believe the party. Now, what's sad is that the Democrat Party of today has chosen to operate in this way. In case you have not been paying attention, all the footage from the January 6th incident has been released and is now available for the public to see. Tucker Carlson has been airing this footage, and what you can see and what you can hear is the complete and total opposite of what the January 6th committee and the mainstream media has been telling us has been happening.
And I want to add, Liz Cheney was part of that as well. But in this video, you can see the Capitol Police escorting these rioters to any place they want to go. They're just walking around along like two guys going to McDonald's to get Big Macs. And there are people just taking pictures, just looking at all the rooms and just the building. And there's no semblance of chaos at all. Now, there was a portion of violence, but for most of these people, they were just walking around. And the Capitol Police are actually trying to open the doors, in some cases, for these rioters.
You know, it's obvious the January 6th committee edited footage to make January 6th look like it was something that it was not. And what's hilarious about this is this is something that we covered here on Truth Is Now Treason more than a year ago. And we had people tell us that we were foolish for picking January 6th because they said we were wrong about everything that we said. Oops, sorry that we were right again. Now, you can hear this in our Sixth Sense series. Look it up at our website or on whatever platform you use to listen to us on.
And it's sad that the Democrats do not want you to believe what you are seeing in regards to this newly released January 6th footage. This is just an example of this that we're going to play. This is in a meeting with Matt Taibbi, who is a journalist that admits to being a former member of the ACLU. So we want to put that out there. He is not a conservative at all. He is talking about another case, which we're going to get to in just a moment, where he's exposing the Twitter files and what the government did in that instance. I want you to listen to Stacey Plaskett. She's a Democrat, and she is upset about this information that's being readily available to the people, as it should, and listen to how she attacks those who dare to speak against the party line. It doesn't matter that we see that the party line is a lie. We are told to believe that lie regardless. Listen to Stacey Plaskett.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not exaggerating when I say that you have called before you two witnesses who pose a direct threat to people who oppose them. It's funny when people have to go through that. Exactly. This is unacceptable. I'm ready for it. I don't know if a lot of other people are, but just as it was unacceptable for Kevin McCarthy to provide 41,000 hours of sensitive security footage to a biased talking head in an effort to rewrite what happened on January 6th. This is a new Republican playbook, apparently.
Mr.
Risk
Chairman.
American safety and security to score political points.
The gentlelady's words should be struck. We do not accuse witnesses of threatening others. That is out of line and
I'm
outside the rules of this committee.
I'm not striking down that, and I can have an opinion.
You don't get to determine
what
what's struck down.
Well, you do get an opening statement, and
it's about over.
The committee will suspend.
We know this is because at the first hearing, the chairman claimed that big government and big tech colluded to shape and mold the narrative and suppress information and censor Americans. This is a false narrative. We're engaging in false narratives here, and we are going to tell the truth. I yield back.
Now, we're going to dissect what she had to say. Let's start with the part that got her in trouble, where she said, they pose a direct threat to people who oppose them. Now, she's referring to the reporters. How do these men pose a threat, Stacey? Have they threatened someone? The answer is no. Have they lied and threatened to destroy somebody? Again, the answer is no. So how are they a threat? They're a threat to Stacey because they do not reject what their eyes have seen and what their ears are hearing. They're not buying a lie of the party line. Stacey has bought the lie, hook, line, and sinker, and she is furious that someone else has the audacity to reject the lie.
Which is that there was an insurrection on January 6th. That's the lie. And they want to push that lie. They've been pushing that lie for a few years now.
It was an insurrection. The most dangerous day in the history of our nation.
Yeah, where no one had weapons. Or maybe there was one weapon. I don't even know if there was one weapon. But there were mainly no weapons. I heard someone say, what were they going to take over the Capitol with? Their Depends and Polygrip? So her next line... We're going to hear the epitome is stupid because when she says this, it is unacceptable for Kevin McCarthy to provide 41,000 hours of sensitive material to a biased talking head in an effort to rewrite what happened on January 6th. Now, she is referring to the fact that Kevin McCarthy, who is the leader of the Republicans in the House of Representatives, he gave Tucker Carlson access to 41,000 hours of the January 6th footage. Now, originally, I want to point out, we were only told it was 14,000 hours of unseen footage. And had the Republicans not gained control of the House of Representatives, we wouldn't have even known this fact, that it was really more, 41,000 hours of unseen footage. So here she's upset about this footage that's being shown inside and around the Capitol that he's aired actually to help destroy the false narrative that the January 6th incident was an insurrection.
Yeah, Stacey doesn't like that we are now able to see what the Democrats and the January 6th committee didn't want you to see. She doesn't like that we are able to see that they lied. The party wants all of us to commit wholeheartedly to and believe their lie. When someone helps us to not do this, it's a problem to the party.
And if you don't want to believe that, I posted on my Facebook wall part of the video where the guy with the horns was walking around with all these Capitol Police. And at one point, there were 9 policemen. They could have taken him if they really wanted to. And they weren't. He was just walking and they were showing and opening or checking the doors. And I got censored for putting that video on my Facebook wall saying it was missing context.
So Facebook censored you?
Yes.
How can I get you censored in this house?
Not going to happen. Because I have the power.
I got the power!
But she goes on to say, they, being the Republicans, claim big government and big tech colluded to censor Americans. She uses the word claim, and this is no longer a claim. It is actually a fact, which we want to explain in just a moment. But there is no doubt about it. Government did collude with big tech to censor speech. But Plaskett wants us to reject the facts and what we're able to see and hear.
The party, being Democrats, will tell us what to believe. And this goes along with the last part we're going to cover. She's repeating a line from 1984. She's just saying it in her own words. Stacey Plaskett said, this is a false narrative. We are engaging in false narratives and we are going to tell the truth. Basically, what she's saying is, the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and your ears. It is their final, most essential command. You know what's amazing about all this? Here's a group of people that tells us that they are for freedom and democracy. Freedom means that people are allowed to say things that you might not agree with. And here's a group that loves to tell us how they care and we're for democracy. And yet, they want to shut everybody down. I want you to listen to the testimony of the person they're trying to shut down. We're going to introduce you to Matt Taibbi. Now, Matt is a 30-year veteran journalist who has been involved in exposing the Twitter files. What are the Twitter files? These are the files that Elon Musk released that show the U.S. government, along with other governments, were pushing Twitter to silence free speech.
I think most people know Elon Musk, but Elon Musk just bought Twitter out, and he released these to the public. And we now know through that, that the United States government, our government, paid Twitter tons of money, tax dollars, mind you, to violate the Constitution, to censor speech. If someone was to give an opinion that they didn't like, then the government would tell Twitter, hey, take these posts down or shut this person's account down. And we now know Twitter did it. Thanks to Elon Musk, we now know what the government did. And so let's listen to what it was that got Plaskett's panties in a wad. I love saying that. Panties in a wad. And this is the first part that we're going to listen to.
The original promise of the internet was that it might democratize the exchange of information globally. A free internet would overwhelm all attempts to control information flow, its very existence a threat to anti-democratic forms of government everywhere. What we found in the files was a sweeping effort to reverse that promise and use machine learning and other tools to turn the internet into an instrument of censorship and social control. Unfortunately, our own government appears to be playing a lead role. We saw the first hints in communications between Twitter executives before the 2020 election, when we read things like flag by DHS or please see attached report from FBI for potential misinformation. This would be attached to an Excel spreadsheet with a long list of names whose accounts were often suspended shortly after.
So Matt starts off by saying this. The original premise of the internet is to democratize the exchange of information. What does he mean by this? The only way a tyrant maintains their firm grip of control is to make sure that their lies go unchallenged.
When information is able to flow freely, this gives a huge problem to the tyrant. And that's what the internet does. It allows us to have access to information. And this is a huge problem because they are not able to keep contrary ideas in check.
This is what the internet helps to make sure information is free and available to all. He restates this when he says, a free internet would overwhelm attempts to control the flow of information, and its very existence is a threat to anti-democratic forms of government everywhere.
And this is why we see China trying to control the internet inside their borders. They do not want their citizens to be able to know the freedoms available outside their borders. And what we have found is that the Biden regime has a lot in common with the Chinese government and these other totalitarians. Taibbi said, what we found in the Twitter files was a sweeping effort to reverse that promise. You know, that promise of allowing people to have access to information. They found a reverse promise to use machine learning and tools to turn the internet into an instrument of censorship and social control. Unfortunately, our government appears to be playing a lead role. That's what he said.
So what is Matt saying here? Social media companies such as Twitter were using a computer program to look at what people were saying. And if it was something the Biden regime, government entities, or other liberals didn't like, then Twitter or Facebook and their ilk were told to shut down the account and to make sure that no one else was able to see what they were saying. This is the destruction of freedom of speech. And our federal government was doing everything they could to make sure that contrary voices were not heard. Here's the group that was so terrified of January 6th. They constantly call it the biggest threat to democracy. Really? So our own federal government being involved in shutting down freedom of speech isn't? When our government is actively working to make sure that the people of this nation have no voice, there is no greater threat to our democracy. These hypocrites on the left crying about January 6th, but fighting to make sure that you do not have a voice, that I do not have a voice, they are the biggest threat. They are the ones actively murdering our country.
The Biden regime and others on the left were killing free speech. They were violating the Constitution, breaking the law. And without free speech, like we said before, there are no other rights. They all hinge on this freedom. And this is why Biden and those on the left are trying to kill it.
What they're doing to this nation is horrifying. And they want that fact hidden as much as possible. How do you hide this? Murder the speech of the person who dares to oppose you. And that's exactly what the left has been doing. That's exactly what Plaskett was trying to do. You must believe the party's lie.
Now let's listen to the third part of Matt Taibbi's statement.
Twitter, Facebook, Google, and other companies developed a formal system for taking in moderation requests from every corner of government, from the FBI, the DHS, the HHS, DOD, the Global Engagement Center at State, even the CIA. For every government agency scanning Twitter, there were perhaps 20 quasi-private entities doing the same thing, including Stanford's Election Integrity Partnership, NewsGuard, the Global Disinformation Index, and many others, many taxpayer-funded. A focus of this fast-growing network, as Mike noted, is making lists of people whose opinions, beliefs, associations, or sympathies are deemed misinformation, disinformation, or malinformation. That last term is just a euphemism for true but inconvenient. Undeniably, the making of such lists is a form of digital McCarthyism. Ordinary Americans are not just being reported to Twitter for de-amplification or deplatforming, but to firms like PayPal, digital advertisers like Xandr, and crowdfunding sites like GoFundMe. These companies can and do refuse service to law-abiding people and businesses whose only crime is falling afoul of a distant, faceless, unaccountable, algorithmic judge.
He said, a focus of this network is making lists of people whose opinions are seen as misinformation, disinformation, or malinformation. Now, we've already covered mis and disinformation. Misinformation is where you give the wrong information, maybe unintentionally. You don't have any intent to deceive, but disinformation is deliberate deception. And it is amazing how many things that were labeled as this were found out later to be quite true. Dietrich, you need to get me that shirt that says, I need some new conspiracy theories because all my other ones have come true.
You are Miss Conspiracy Theory. Now, did you hear the next one? Malinformation. Now, this is when something, and he defines it, he says, it's true, but it's inconvenient. Now, that's awesome. So now we're going to shut down someone's speech because it is inconvenient. Convenient to whom? The truth is never inconvenient for those who are focused on the truth. The truth is only inconvenient for the liar. So if the truth is inconvenient to you, it's because you're a liar. Pretty simple concept there. Now, Matt calls this practice a form of digital McCarthyism. What is McCarthyism? It's basically this. It's a political practice where you make public accusations of disloyalty or subversion with insufficient regard to evidence. So basically, you accuse somebody of doing wrong, and it doesn't matter whether you got enough evidence or not. You just throw that accusation out there and hope that it sticks.
You announce to the world that someone is guilty of a crime with no evidence, and you do it to demolish your political opposition. Silence your political enemy and accuse them of a crime without any substantial evidence. And we have seen this numerous times in the last so many years.
Yeah, that's what this wokeism is all about. It's a new variant of McCarthyism. Someone says something you don't agree with, so you smear them and do everything you can to destroy their lives. Now let's move on to clip four.
As someone who grew up a traditional ACLU liberal, this mechanism for punishment and deprivation without due process is horrifying. Another troubling aspect is the role of the press, which should be the people's last line of defense in such cases. But instead of investigating these groups, journalists partnered with them. If Twitter declined to remove an account right away, government agencies and NGOs would call reporters for the New York Times, Washington Post, and other outlets, who in turn would call Twitter, demanding to know why action had not yet been taken. Effectively, news media became an arm of a state-sponsored thought policing system.
So Matt Taibbi admits that he's an old-school ACLU type. And so he's no right-wing extremist, or he's not a conservative. He's pretty much seems like he's on the left there. Anybody affiliated with ACLU is usually on the left. But he is a guy who believes in freedom of speech. And notice what he says is the role of the press. It is to be the people's last line of defense when it comes to free speech. This is why no one trusts the media anymore, because they're not doing that.
Yeah, this is why it's such a bad thing to have a media that's lying to us and covering for the left. They're supposed to be there to protect the truth. They are there to be a thorn in the side to all politicians to make sure that they are not abusing their power. And that's not what the American media looks like currently.
Yeah, it's overwhelmingly a group of people putting out a narrative to convince U.S. citizens what they are to believe.
Yeah, a joke that Lennox and I have said before is that MSNBC could call themselves, "We are the state-run media, hosted by MSNBC. The Dems tell them what to say, and they say it. And this is a huge chunk of why we are seeing the cracks we have in freedom of speech. Those who were set there to defend it are working to destroy it. And this is why we here at Truth is Now Treason will constantly fight for freedom of speech. When freedom of speech is taken away, all other freedoms are going to disappear. This is why so many are fighting so hard to kill it. And this is why we must fight even harder to preserve it."
I just want to make a point here. We would not have known anything about January 6th had people not done the right thing and voted the Republicans to control the House of Representatives, because it was them coming into power that caused that to be exposed. We would not have known anything about the Twitter files if Elon Musk had not stood against the corruption and the wickedness of Twitter and bought the company and made it possible so he could buy the company, and then he exposed what was going on behind the scenes.
All the evil needs to succeed is for good people to stand by and do nothing. When we refuse to be silent, we will win. We can be Elon Musk in our own arena. We do have good things happening. This is proof positive of it.
This is not easy. Going against the grain never is. Christ went up against the grain, and the world was never the same. Martin Luther King Jr. went against the grain, and things changed for the better. History is full of stories of those who stood in defiance of tyranny, and we are all the better as a result of them. And let's not be those who stand idly by while evil marches on. Let's stand against these lies.
We are not alone.
Until next time, my fellow traitors.